Gemma. So on 29th March, many of us are commemorating all the those connected with Sri Aurobindo and the mother's vision and work. We commemorate the coming of the mother to Pondicherry and meeting Sri Aurobindo. And it's a special day and a special event. And we do it in different ways. To each his own way. But to me this reminds both the mother's coming as well as Sri Aurobindo's coming to Pondicherry. It reminds me of a passage in Savitri. When first time Satyavan and Savitri look at each other. Sri Aurobindo describes that passage at great length. Just that moment. That moment that what they saw. And that is so remarkable. That glance is described with magnificent line. How they saw. There are different kinds of seeing. There is the seeing of the outer eye, which is blind, of course. We see appearances. There is a seeing which is seeing of the intellectual mind, which is weaving thought. Oh, here they met. Oh, that's how they happened. There is a seeing of the heart. There is a seeing which is a seeing of the soul. So there are different kinds of seeing. But more important is when Satyavan tells the Divine Mother, or rather he requests her. He says, I have realized so many things in my life. But something is missing. What is missing in his life is that I have not found the link between this earth and the beyond. Whenever I would look at earth, I would forget the self. And when I would turn toward the self, I would forget this life. That bridge. So first of all, we must understand what degree of inner development is required. Even to be a Satyavan, which is the soul, which is still in ignorance, yet has so many, already it has crossed so many barriers. Satyavan is no ordinary, somebody was asking that Satyavan is not Sri Aurobindo, Sri Aurobindo is Ashwapati. Sri Aurobindo is both Ashwapati and Satyavan. And that's how it is represented in mystic literature, it is like that. At one place, the mother speaks about Lord Rama and Hanuman. She says they are one reality, but they have presented themselves in two ways. One to show what the Lord and his ways are, and another to show how to relate with the Lord. Now, this is how the mystic truths are seen. So, Satyavan is not just another, any of us. He is not a yogi, and yet he is a yogi. He has read the Veda, unwritten Veda, which is there in matter. See, his sight is a Veda knower of the unwritten book. Is it amazing? And he is the front rank of humanity. A spear of God. That's how he's described. A radiant spear of God. He's a front rank of humanity. He's not just anybody. It's like again Arjuna and Shri Krishna are Nar Narayan. Narayan knows he is abhinna with him. They are not two from the Narayan's viewpoint. Yes, from the Nar viewpoint, that is the Leela where each one plays the role. So, this moment reminds us of that. And what does he say? He says, now you have come, all will and all will surely change. And then what does he pray to her? He says that, well, there is very little I can offer you. Nearby is my hermitage. There are trees, there is a water of the stream, some fruits, that's all I can offer you. Would you be gracious enough to come? See, this aspect of inviting the divine, calling the divine's coming into our lives. Are we really ready? This day reminds me of that. Are we really ready to receive the divine? Mother has come tomorrow, now 4th April we'll also celebrate. Sri Aurobindo's coming. Are we ready to receive? And that's not done by any kind of outer celebration. Those who want to do it, as we said, there are different levels at which human consciousness operates. But what it means to us inwardly. And if once mother comes into our consciousness, Won't we want to keep the temple always clean? Just imagine, what is mother's coming? Shobindo gives in one simple formula. Always behave as if the mother is looking at you, for indeed she is always present. That's what it means. She has come now. She is carrying us, and we are, and she is within us, and she is, though within us, she is carrying us on life journey. She is looking at us, watching over us, not only as a guardian or protector, but also everything is in front of her, absolutely disclosed. There is nothing which can be hidden after that. Can we give ourselves to the mother just as Satyavan could give completely? He says that now there is nothing more that I seek, nothing more that I want to know. He gives us himself completely, and then we see the gesture of the divine mother giving herself completely. See, this gesture of self-giving, there is a letter of Sri Aurobindo to Champaklaji where he says, the divine gives himself to those who give themselves in entirety to the divine. That's what we see in the meeting of Satyavan and Savitri. And that's exactly what happens when Sri Aurobindo and the mother met. Sri Aurobindo was asked later on, what did you see? Because the mother saw in him the Lord. He whom we saw yesterday is here upon earth. So what did you see? Sri Aurobindo says, one, Mira is born free. Actually, she has returned from the transcendent plane. She doesn't have to come. She is free. She has completed whatever the curve of destiny is. The second thing he saw, that for the first time I saw complete surrender manifesting from the highest heights to the smallest cells of the body. And I knew that this indicates that the time for divine life has come. Just imagine. Equally, from the other side, mother gave herself completely. After that, her life meant Sri Aurobindo and his work. That's how she says, reminiscences. I came to India to meet Sri Aurobindo. I lived in India to be with Sri Aurobindo. And after his physical withdrawal, I continue, exact words I am not quoting, I continue to be here to do his work, which is to awaken mankind, to serve the divine, to awaken mankind to the truth, or things like that, to hasten the rule of the divine love upon earth. Antame, it is to hasten the rule of the divine, reign of the divine love upon earth. So she gives herself completely to, after that there is nothing, so much so that once when they wanted mother to come to Auroville, she says, it is understood I am here. Why? She says, because Sri Aurobindo's samadhi is here. That is the kind of love that she embodies and shows to us. That's why she could give so much infinitely to us. Because she could give herself unconditionally to the Lord Sri Aurobindo. Equally, we see from Sri Aurobindo's side, complete self-giving. Mother would bring meal for him. There's various occult reasons behind it. But if the meal would come at 7, 9, he would take it. If it comes at 11, he would take it. 1 o'clock, he would take it. 4 o'clock, he would take it. Once it was as late as that. Because she is engaged in so many activities. Not once would Sri Aurobindo say, hasn't mother come? Okay, why don't you bring something for me to eat? Whatever way she would comb the hairs, and Sri Aurobindo would sit like a magnificent Shiva, Krishna, whatever way you want to look at it. Completely. If mother said something, Sri Aurobindo would say, if mother has said so, that's it. And therefore, there was an interesting saying in the ashram. When somebody asked, give us some example of advanced sadhaks who have surrendered themselves completely. So there was Hardhan Bhakshi and Bhakshi. He would call him near. Says, don't tell anyone, I'll tell you. There are only two people who have completely surrendered. Tell me. Only two. Who? Sri Aurobindo to the mother and the mother to Sri Aurobindo. And it is so true. So this is how I see coming. And when once she has come, how to keep her? We have this system that Durga Puja, all these The deity comes, then after 5 days we say go away. There Sri Aurobindo gives a secret. How to tie forever with the cord of eternal longing and love. Mother Durga, now we will never send you away. We'll tie you with the cord of faith, devotion, love, service. This is how we have to tie. So that, I suppose, is the ultimate significance of her coming. Having said that, it is also important to remember that sometimes one moment seals the destiny of an individual for sure. Suddenly, for some reason, somebody goes and is face to face with the, either a photograph or something happens, picks up a book randomly. I know so many people, and that's an endless story. And suddenly their life is changed. That moment marked a transition in their destiny. But sometimes with beings like Mother and Sri Aurobindo, that one moment seals not only their individual destiny, but also the destiny of earth and mankind. And Sri Aurobindo says that very clearly. All my sadhana and work were waiting for the mother. He could realize, he was a tapasvi of tapasvi. He could realize everything. He was given a program. But how this, because he never wanted it only for himself. How to translate it or give it to mankind? If you read the limbs of his yoga, they sound impossible. How to give it to mankind? And therefore he says, all my sadhana and work were waiting for the coming of the mother. So this is what we need to remember, and also to remember that the significance of a moment. So many moments every day open on to the divine. They are psychic moments. We lose them, we miss upon them. Because we are busy with other things, many things. At one place Mother says, every day windows in man open to the infinite. But he is busy with finite things. She has used the word infinite. Very interesting. But we are too occupied with finite things, temporary things, transient things. And the classical example is, even when we go to the divine, what do we ask for? Finite things. So windows open, but we end up only seeking finite things. So the beauty of a moment, the power of a moment, there are moments when the eternal slips past all the flow and flux of time, and suddenly like a pops, it's like pop-up images. Suddenly in the flow and flux of time, and you can catch it or you can lose it. If you catch it, you take a leap. If you lose it, then again in the flow and the flux. So this is the beauty of that moment when Mother and Sri Aurobindo have met. Of course, it changed their destiny. Also, there is a big background behind such meetings. So many lives they have striven together, struggled together in different ways to bring the new creation to earth and man, right from August and Lopa Mudra to the life as in Europe in different ways, and then again here. And the mother, first thing she asked Sri Aurobindo was this, that will it be this time? And the mother recounts, she says, when I first met Sri Aurobindo, I asked him. Sri Aurobindo simply said yes, and he saw the supramental descending. And so she knew that it will be for this time. That moment is the result of lives which are behind. And that moment opens doors towards illimitable future. So that's how we can receive this moment and all the moments. And why not every day? The mother's coming into our lives. Jema.